Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Shir in Mishnayos, holding in Masechet Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Echa Yisraelim ve'echa Kohanim ve'echa Kohen Mashuach. We seem to be continuing the previous Mishnayos, and we're speaking about the different kaparas that were gained through different karbanos on Yom Kippur, on Yom Tovim, and on Rosh Chodesh. And now we're saying that whether Yisraelim in regular Jews or Kohanim or Levim, sorry, I should say whether Yisraelim or Kohanim or the Kohen Mashuach. So each of the Kohen Gadol, they all get kapara on their averis through that sari mishaleach that I mentioned in the previous mission. So again, echad Yisrael and vecha kohanim vecha kohen mashuach, all of them get kapara for the sari mishaleach. Ba'bin Yisrael and kohanim lekohen mashuach. What's the difference then between Yisraelim, kohanim, and the kohen mashuach, which is the Kohen Gadol? Al shadam apar mechapra lekohanim atumas mikdash v'kadosh. As far as Yom Kippur is concerned, there's only one difference, that the blood of the part that's special to the Kohen Gadol, we'll see, is Mechaper on Kohanim for their Aveiros having to do with Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshas. Yisraelim get that Kapara we saw through a different Korban. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kishem Shadam Asari Anasi Bifnim Mechaper L'Yisrael. Shimon says the same way that the blood of the Sar Anasi Bifnim, which we discussed, where he sprinkles the blood, brings a Kapara for the Jewish people on those Aveiros of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshas. Kachtam Apar Mechaper Al Kohanim. So too, that same blood is not the same blood, but likewise, the blood of the par is mechaper on the Kohanim, and kishem sheviduyo shel sari mishalech mechaper Yisrael. The same way that the vidui, the confession of that sari mishalech, the sari that sent out, is mechaper on the Jewish people of all sorts of averes, like we saw last time. Kach viduyo shel par mechaper al Kohanim. So too, the vidui of that par is mechaper on the Kohanim. So Rabbi Shimon, it's not clear exactly what his argument is. Seemingly, it's just that he's splitting the dam and the vidui into doing two separate types of kaparas. The Tanakhama sounds like it all happens from the par, I guess that everything is mechaber for everything. But let's see how the Rav understands. Says the Rav, Echad Yisrael ve'echad Kohanim, achi ka'amai. Here's what it means. Echad Yisrael ve'echad Kohanim, ve'echad Kohen Mashuach, mischapir mesari mishaleach, they all gain kapara through that sari mishaleach, v'shar aveyos for the rest of aveyos, like we spoke about, ve'ein chiluk b'neim, there's no difference between them as far as that korban of sari mishaleach is concerned. And therefore, the mission continues. What is the difference as far as kapara is concerned? Al shadam apar mechaper l'kohanim, al tumas mikdash v'kadoshim. Everything that inner sa'ir, the inner goat, is mechaper for regular Jews. It was mechaper for two things. It protected a regular Jew on a case where he had idea of tuma in the beginning and then didn't have it yet at the end. So until he has it, and it'll have to be in korma all of the ori, this korban would protected him. And v'zodin tuma spikdo shakalashev in the case of mezid, also was mechaper, like we said. V'chein kapar sari ha'chitzon paro shel kohen gadol akar of Yom Kippur mechaper al kohanim. So too, the kapar of the sari ha'chitzon, v'chein kapar sari ha'chitzon, actually I don't know how to put this line in the Rav, I think it was in the previous line, so too the kapara that was brought about for the sari ha'chitzon for the Jewish people, so now the par of the kohen gadol that's brought on Yom Kippur is mechaper al kohanim for these things too. Okay, so they're all different karbanos from mechaper for regular Jew on these things, and the kohanim are going to get that kapara through just the all of those different types of errors through the par that's done in Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kishim. Rabbi Shimon then says this elaborate statement of just like the dam brings this kapara by a regular Jew, so to the dam apar, and just like the vidui, so to this vidui. So Rav says, Shatamode bedam asara panimi. You agree about the blood of the asara panimi, shemechapa al Yisrael, kaparoso below shum vidui. It brings a kapara without any vidui. Shein vidui b'asara panimi. There is no vidui on the asara panimi. El Basar Mishaleach. There's only a vidu on the Sari Mishaleach. Kach Dam Apar, right, meaning the Shat Amod, interesting way for the Rav to say it, but everybody agrees that it can't be the vidu he's doing anything for the Sari Apanimi, because there is no vidu on the Sari Apanimi. It is only a vidu on the Sari Mishaleach. So Kach Dam Apar, below Shum Vidu, so to the blood itself of that cow that the Kohen Gadol brings, without any vidu, Mechaper al Kohanim, al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. It's Mechaper of the Kohanim, and there is having to do with Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. And then, Yatali Vidu. Now you have an extra vidu, so to speak, Shalpar of that cow. The Magum Vidui Shasar Mishaleach, that's in place of the Vidui of the Sayyid that sent out, the Mishaleach. Lechapar Kohanim Mishar Veyers. That's going to be Lechapar for the Kohanim for any other Veyers. They have the Kapar of the Sar Mishaleach, and there's nothing left for them to need a Kapar for the Sar Mishaleach. So it's again, not so clear. It's not such a large Machlokas over, just that the Vidui is doing something separately, and the Dam is doing something separately for the Par. But still, altogether, the Par is accomplishing everything for the Kohanim. And not unlike Yisraelim. Okay, I'll move on now
to the next parak. So that's the end, really, of the discussion about these kafaras that are brought. That was kind of an agav discussion of those mishnayos. Now we're on to the second parak. In the previous parak was what was mechaper on shogeg and mazid of tuma, the yisa tuma. So now we're still on about tuma. So we're going to talk about the zodin cases. And we're talking about a little more about that. So it says Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph Yedias Atuma Shtayim Shein Arba. Yeah, it seems like we're going back, elaborating a little more, saying, repeating what we said a few Mishnahs ago. The Yedias Atuma are two which become four as follows: Nitma V'yoda, the person who came coming, he knew. The Nelei Menah Atuma, then the Tuma was hidden from him. The Zocher is a Kodesh, and he remembers though that he is eating Kodesh. Nelei Menah HaKodesh, or he forgot about that Kodesh. The Zocher is a Tuma, and he remembers the Tuma. Nelei Menah Zevazet, if he forgot both of them. But he ate Kodesh without knowing. And then he found that after he ate. These are all cases of Olav Yorid, as we spoke about. So he came to me and he knew. The Nelei Menah HaTuma and the Tuma then was hidden from him. He remembers the Beis HaMikdash. Nelei Menah HaMikdash, he had hidden from him the fact that he's in the Beis HaMikdash. But he remembers that he's coming. Nelei Menah Zev is that he forgot both of them and just went in without realizing it. And then when he came out, he knew about everything again. This again is the case of Olav Yorid. So I should correct myself a little bit. This first Mishnah doesn't seem to be a pause at all. We're going back to the cases. It seems the previous Mishnah, the following Mishnahs will follow from this recap, this sort of recap. So it says the Rav over here, in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, Yedias HaTuma, Nitma V'yoda Shenitma, he became Tumah, and he knew that he was. V'shas Tuma, V'achar Yikain, at the time of Tuma or afterwards, but then, Nalmi V'manu HaTuma, then it was hidden from him. V'aydei Oso Helam, through that, not knowing. Yeah, for that, Helam is like a lesson of being hidden. From that fact that he forgot, Ochal Kodesh, he within that he ate some Kodesh. Hari Achas, that's one case. Anichas HaMikdash, or within that Helam he went to the Beis HaMikdash, Hari Shtayim, that's two. Biksi of Nehemenu Vuhu Tamei, the Pasuk says it's hidden from him and he is Tamei. Mashma Shnisal Nehemenu Tuma. That's Mashma that he's hidden from him, the fact that he is Tamei. L'fitshen V'chai V'leil Imken Yoda B'tchila Shnitma, because the Chiyuv we know only comes if you knew at the beginning Shinitma that he was Tamei. Then it was hidden from him. That's why it's called a Yediya. Yediya said to me, I had a Yediya, because we know that it has to have that he knew about it in the beginning. That's what we're calling it, this fact. What if it's Nami Menah Kodesh or Mikdash? He forgot about that it's Kodesh that he's eating or the Beis HaMikdash. But Ochel Kodesh or Nechas HaMikdash, and he ate that Kodesh, or he went to the Beis HaMikdash, but Ochel Tuma, but he remembers Tuma. These are the two others that are not written. And again, we already said that really at the beginning of the Masechta. What if now, this we didn't quite say, not so clearly, what if he has both facts hidden from him? Eino miminyan ha'idiyas. That's really not a separate count, in this case. Elaha kamash malon. But it is a chiddush. It's teaching us. The avagav, the b'shas achilas kodesh. Even though at the time of eating the kodesh, o kinesis migdosh, he went to the migdosh, eino zocher, he doesn't remember lo lutuma v'lo kodesh. He remembers neither the tuma nor the kodesh, chayv karmel olavir. He's still going to be chayv karmel olavir. You might have thought it's like too forgetful. Forgot too much, but still, it's the same parsha that he's in the Karba Olav Yuri. Thank you for listening. Continue.